Hello, welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela.
Hey, your girl, Desi.
Hello, Desi.
And how is everyone doing tonight? How are you, Desi?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Woo. Desi's not good. She's really good.
I am. I'm good.
Fancy. I am doing well. I can't complain.
Good.
Not really. Okay. So, we have a pretty good show tonight because we got, like, a lot of feedback on Facebook today with our topic that we have today, which, if you don't know the topic, today's topic is how many divorces is too many?
Right.
And, of course, the topic was brought to us by Desi because she always got the good topics and stuff. Make you think, make you go, hmm. So, let's start off with our normal TV gossip or entertainment news. Now, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see Love and Hip Hop yesterday. Did you get a chance to watch it, Desi?
Me either. I didn't.
See? Shame on both of us. So,
I know. Shame on me.
But I got to the point with Love and Hip Hop. I'm kind of feeling some type of way because it's like a repeat pattern with every season. Like every season, every city, it's the same stuff. You got that one guy who is just dogging his girl out, you know, playing her
exactly.
with two different women. And then you got the one girl who's trying to force herself on somebody, like force herself into a relationship when the guy is clearly, you know, showing all signs of not being ready to be in a relationship. And then you have the one couple who actually got their shit together. and then everybody in the studio, no albums are produced.
True.
You know, I am kind of on the edge if I'm going to even continue watching that show. I mean, I guess I could do it for y'all to, you know, talk about it.
But again, it right.
Yeah.
I turned it on VH1 yesterday, but it was kind of like they were showing the TLC movie. So I was like, well, did I miss it? Or did I? So I was like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on. And I definitely don't want to see that movie. So I was like, next. Like, I was like, what else? Come on. I don't know. But I did miss that show, but I don't really care about that. I just care about Empire. So I really don't, yeah.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on Empire?
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Cookie, Taraji P., if you listening, honey, you are the best. You deserve every award there is. She do it all. She's very talented. It shows a lot. Even the actors they have in the show, they even do a good job. It's like, they're kind of like, it's just their lifestyle. Like, they just know about their life, even if they're not living it. I love it. I love everything about it. It says a lot about, you know, what happens when a parent is, like, in prison and they have children and they leave behind, you know, their family. I mean, overall, it just shows how you hustle so hard and then you have something to look forward to getting out. But in this case, it's a twist because she's trying to gain all that. It's like a really dope show. You ain't never seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. I'm kind of still torn with it because I like it, but I don't like it. And here's
why?
My reason, like, it's like sometimes I feel like the story plot, they trying to do too much, you know? Like, I sometimes feel like they trying to do too much to get too much attention and, like, to draw you in. And sometimes, you know, you can overdo it. With, like, you know, like, that's what killed the game. It was cool and they tried to bring too many, you know, different scenarios in at one time and it just got overwhelming. And with the show, like, I don't really know how I feel about it. It's just kind of like,
No, don't feel like that because I really don't want you to feel like that. Okay, this is the thing. Like, they was hustling. It kind of like it could be the spinoff of Hustle and Flow if you really look at it. Like,
yeah.
He was doing this music thing. he was doing his thing with the music, and she wound up going to jail. Evan Hustle and Flo, he was the one that went to jail. So let's just look at it as she the one that went to jail. She, like, really, like, did what she had to do in the streets to make sure, like, they ate for their family, career-wise, everything. And it paid off. In the long run, they got this million, billion-dollar, like, producer, label, record label, whatever. So it's like now he, while she was in jail, he kind of held it down. But in the meantime, he found another chick. He with the new chick. And they put he put his children on.
I don't
on.
Like her, by the way.
Well, I don't like her either, but I understand her character in the show, which is cool. I don't have no problem with that. It's just like, I love it. Like, I love everything about it. I don't think they're doing too much, like, being extra dramatic and all the extra. I don't think so, because it all, like, is going to unfold this week. A little bit of it is going to unfold, because we're going to see, like, why how she wound up getting out of jail so early. And then we're also going to see what they're going to think about. No, they're going to find out. They're going to investigate on who killed Bunky. And I'm so hyped up about it. It's ridiculous. Like, every day on Hulu, that's like one of the shows I watch constantly during the week. I'm a big fan. I'm sorry. Sorry, Angela, but
you are really big
I don't know.
Fan.
I'm like
a super fan. Yeah, you are a super fan. I'm working on it. I do, however, love the music. The homosexual son that plays the homosexual son, he is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they did that little performance, and I really wasn't in the last show last week, but when they did the performance and he came, you know, his part of the song came,
yeah.
I was like, okay, so I like the musical so far.
You know, that's actually... His sister is the girl that played on that Tyler Perry movie, The Temptation. That's his sister.
I don't think I watched it.
You never
I'm
seen
sorry.
That movie?
Tyler Perry had started giving me too much at one time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Never mind.
It was starting to become an overflow.
Never mind then. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated MLK Day, everybody.
I know, right? But I still need to go see these Selma. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, my
it.
God.
Selma.
It was so good. We watched it yesterday. We had our little family MLK dinner. And then we watched Selma together. And it was really good. And my grandparents got really emotional. But, you know, it was a really good movie. And it was almost like a test because they, like, every person, they was like, who is that supposed to be? What did he do? Like, what president is that?
Oh,
I'm like, damn.
Okay.
Unless
I wonder, like,
known it.
with your grandparents getting emotional, is it because they was, like, there during that time, or?
Yes. My grandma was, my aunt is younger than my grandma. She was, like, she remember coming home from school and, like, you know, watching some of that stuff on the news, whereas my grandmother, she was a little older at the time, so she went through more of it. And my grandma was also a Black Panther.
Oh,
so,
she gangsta.
Yeah. She was one of them real fools at the time. But, I mean, yeah, and they really get mad at today's youth because they, you know, they have a movie like this and it is showing you, like, so much of what and how far we've come. And then some of us choose to still go that lesser route. And his whole thing is, like, you know, getting shit done, solving problems with no violence. And that's all we see our people doing today is resorting to violence for every single thing, you know. So, you know, that's really not cool. And we just really have to think of another way to execute things. And people feel like if somebody comes at me this way and I don't react this way, then I'm a punk or I ain't real, I ain't loyal. Like, why do you need another person's, you know, to validate you? Like, why is that necessary? Like, waiting on a validation of somebody else, you will always, you know, live less than your actual life because you're always waiting on approval of somebody else. You'll never live up to your full potential. So once everybody figures that shit out, life would be great. But
that's true, but I don't think it would ever change. I think it will always be that.
It probably won't. It will not.
Yeah,
for as long as we have artists who are a big part of, you know, how people think and what people see rapping about it like it's the right thing to do, it will pretty much be a negative influence on our community. However, even though you're not supposed to, you know, be influenced, it's supposed to be something that you listen to. In actuality, of course, people are influenced by that type of stuff. Just like how you going to say, you know, music doesn't influence when people never, you know, seen Martin Luther King in person, but they heard his speeches and they're influenced by him. So
right.
It's the same thing.
That's
true. Everybody go see Selma. If you haven't seen Selma, you should see Selma. And shout out to all the universities who are giving away free tickets to the students to go see that movie, as well as the movie theaters who are letting people come see that movie for free with their student ID. So call your movie theaters in your area and see if you are close to one that is actually doing that, because you can see it for free with your student ID. Learn your history, children. Learn your history.
Anywho, here's the hair chapping.
Hey, y'all. You play too much.
I had to get that off my chest, y'all.
I was going to go see that movie, but then I changed my mind.
No, you should go see it. It's not bad, like 12 years.
I thought I was
going to
get angry, you know. You just said
I
was going to be violent after it.
Now, you can see that one, but don't go watch 12 Years of Slavery. Do not watch that.
No, I'm serious. I was going to be mad. That's all I was like. Yeah, let's find another movie. I tried. Maybe this weekend.
That's funny.
The killer thing is I'm very, very serious. I'm not laughing.
I know that you're very, very serious. I do know. So,
but anyway,
we were talking about the game. So, did you see
the
last week's episode of the game? Because game comes on Wednesday. So did you see last week's episode of the game, Dizzy?
No, I'm not a fan anymore of the game. Sorry.
Dang, y'all feel like the game used to be my favorite show. However, I think it has definitely lost value after Dora when Melanie left.
Yep.
I think it lost a lot of value after it left off the CW.
Exactly. That's why I don't watch it anymore. It used to be funny. It's whack. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday nights or Empire nights? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh my God. Both of y'all.
Hey, wait. I know you didn't. You said to me, do it come on tonight. Mm-mm, come on,
tomorrow. Well, I didn't know if it came out.
Like, you
want to make sure I watch it so I can be able to get my 2 cents on it. Jeez.
Okay.
But it didn't come on tonight. But speaking of Empire, I've seen a lot of people who are giving, like, I didn't get a chance to read any of them because they go into, like, a whole book worth of explanation of why they felt the way they felt. But some people feel like Empire, the show Empire, is actually putting, you know, black people down as a whole, and that we shouldn't support the show. And I'm like, what? If I can find the article that I saw, I only skimmed through it. If I can find it, I will definitely post it on our Facebook page, which is Glitz and Glamour Radio, I do believe. Glitz and Glamour.
Girl, so, please.
Yeah.
If that's the case, it took them forever. They shouldn't even let, what's that, sorority sisters or whatever? They shouldn't even put that on air for them to say anything like that about Empire. Empire ain't even, like, based off that. It's not a racial thing. Really? How did that make those people look bad?
Upset about this damn movie, okay?
But how did that make, girl, she bust her ass to get what she would. Girl, please, I wish. Regardless on if it's dirty money or clean money. Girl, she did what she had to do. Girl, please. I wish they would. Girl, look at them hoes on sorority. Just acting the ass.
Desi Phillips is my boy.
Goddamn right, I feel some type of way. That make me sick.
We just going to go to commercials, our music break, okay, guys?
Okay.
We're going to let Desi live for a minute.
Let her cool down.
Piano Man on the beat.
I'm in my bedroom trying to see where you and me went wrong. Our life is complicated not to know that you are gone. I apologize for the action that I may have made, cause we just argue back and forth like first take. I got a man up and stop this doing wrong. wrong. Put away my selfish ways, cause I never wanna be alone. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? If I text you with a heart, would you miss me? Or is your friends gassing you up so your heart would never feel so empty? I take this time right here, just gotta make things right. I'm Floyd, you Pacquiao, so you know I ain't trying to fight. Just tell me what's the issue, no need to cry, I can be your tissue. Baby girl, I miss you, that's why my love is floating through this pad and pencil.
I just wanna be the man that treats you right. I just wanna be the man that holds you tight. I just wanna be the man that you like. I just wanna be the man in your life. It was you and me, now it's me without you. That I'm done, but girl, I ain't through. I must admit, I can't live my life if I don't have you right by my side.
Don't even know. We never had these problems, we just talked it out. But we can't even seem to argue without boxing out.
No, you don't call me, cause you don't want me.
Whole thing was inconsistent, babe, I tried to play the game.
Now that you're all gone, I'm all in the wrong.
I know I was tripping, baby, damn, I want my girl. I tried so hard to stand by you, but you left me cause you were too through. Now I'm sitting here wondering why. Why you told me bye, bye, bye.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
Much history, baby. The reason we broke up and do not be talking is sometimes a mystery, baby. The fussing and fighting and constantly nagging, the things that be driving me crazy. I know you still love me cause I really love you, that's why I've been missing you lately.
And now I'm laying here thinking about what went wrong, that's why I'm sitting here looking at your pictures in my dorm. You and me, we both moved on, it feels right but we know it's wrong. What the hell has been going on, why can't we still get along? Discipline, it's a guarantee. Baby girl, I'll give you what you need. No keeping secrets, no selling dreams. I'll mess up, but I'll get it right. No breaking up, I'll put up a fight. I'll treat you right, you'll be my wife. I just need you in my life.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
Sometimes, man, about like things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that. Yeah, I kind of crack myself up sometimes. The stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When class starts, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need to preach us more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals, and with backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows, lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power go. And the trend now is parting year with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans, take my bro say. He'd rather pass on the top if it's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home. And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah. She make me wanna give her everything she asks for, whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trusts me, and I ain't got a hot chick, so I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears. At first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with the pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me, the only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy, her John Dillinger. If it's a public enemy, at first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home. I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing the basket. He a survivor, I figured that's the least it could be, since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home, they had just talked on the phone, couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door, what he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went, gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, a Lexus and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same date on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment the money went? Then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with, be careful with. Anything that bring life relevance, I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep warm. That's what he told me, man. I just want to make it home.
All right. We back. We are back from that music break. Shout out to Fats Domino, like, for real, one time. I just want to, like, show him mad love. He is a true lyricist. That is what you call a true talent. True talent out of H-Town. Yeah, that was good, though, but that was a nice song. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, that was
nice. Okay, so what is it? Are y'all ready for the topic for tonight? Or y'all want to do some more gossip and news?
I don't think, everybody's in uproar about this light skin documentary. I missed it, but I have to watch it before I can comment on it.
Yeah. Wait, the what documentary?
Light skin documentary.
Oh, I don't
know. They were saying something about they was mad because Tatiana Ali was doing light skin. I guess they're kind of saying, I don't know. I didn't look at it. I just kept scrolling. But I guess they were saying, like, it sure ain't light. But I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, they did a whole documentary. Like, it's kind of like the struggles of a light skin. And they did one for dark skin girls, too. And it's on Oprah's channel. I don't know when it's coming back on or what. And I think tonight they did something from a male's standpoint, how they feel about the whole light skin, dark skin thing, which I really want to actually catch both shows. Oprah doesn't allow, you know, extra ratchet stuff on her channel, so I want to see, you know, like, it got to be somebody speaking some kind of something here with substance, you know, versus the bullshit that we get on these other reality shows. So I'm going to check that out, and I'll let y'all know. And if I happen to find a link to where you can watch it, I'll also put that on our Facebook fan page. So just make sure you like our Facebook fan page so you don't miss out on anything, which is Glitz and Glamour Radio. Got that? Cool. Anywho, moving right along to today's topic.
Okay, drum roll. I need a drum roll.
You got a beat on your camera.
Where's the drum roll? Where's the drum roll? Really? Okay.
Wow.
How many divorces? Too many. 10. How many divorces?
Joking.
It's too many. How many?
We need some calls on that because we need to
Ladies, call in. Fellas, call in because I know y'all might have a preference for the guys. I know y'all might, I don't know, I don't want a hoe or whatever. So you call in and, like, tell us your opinion on tonight's hot topic.
And you can also Facebook or tweet us.
Absolutely.
If you want to us on the show, you can tweet us your opinion on the topic, or you can also Facebook us. And let us know your opinion, because a lot of people don't like to actually call me, and I've come to find out.
We're gonna have to work on 2015. Nobody needs to be shy. You need to be outspoken and, like, come on, like, stop playing around. Listen to our sexy voice on this radio, and, like, and tell us how you feel. We ain't gonna bite you unless you ask us to. You know what I'm saying? So
hold on.
I'm just playing, but for call in, tweet, Facebook, like, yeah, let's get it popping. 2015.
This show out of here.
Shout
out. So.
I'm not up.
So, Dennis, this is your topic. How many divorces is too many?
Two. I would have to say two. My personal.
No,
I two was too many?
You would say two?
Yeah. Why two?
Two. Now, what's the reason behind two?
Something is wrong. Two, that's a red flag. Unless you are widowed. Am I saying that widowed right? Is it widowed or widower?
I don't know.
Unless you are a widow. How about that? Just, unless you are a widow, and we'll leave it at that. Okay, because I'm like, I don't know how that would be.
Okay,
oh, grammar 101. Okay, so.
Okay, y'all know
I mean,
English.
Just so, unless you are, then okay, I understand. Like, I really do understand if they passed away. But two,
not really, because you might be killing them all. You might be nagging them to death.
Okay,
hey,
you know what?
Hey guys,
I ain't even thinking about all this.
See?
So wait.
You be like,
a widow is a woman.
Or you can just get on their damn nerves.
I don't know. To me, it's just like a red flag. I don't know.
And we all would pass it. She did.
Look.
Okay,
so the thing
is,
woman
and a widower is a male.
Widower?
The widower is a male, and then a widow is a woman.
Okay, that's why I said widower. That was the first. Okay, so unless you are a widower, then okay. But other than that, no. Because I just really feel like when you stand in front of everybody. Okay, you know what? I'm actually at this very moment planning for a wedding. So it's a lot that goes into it, okay? And honestly, I just feel like when you get at that altar and you like, thank you, and you say, I do, are you really listening to what you're saying when you say your vows?
No, that's
are you really like,
them.
Oh,
that's
they're
rewriting
them. Mm. Is
that
the reason?
So they can take out that Sylvester Lewis part and all that other seriousness that's in them.
That's what
I'm
nowadays
they know that
saying. I remember the first day we met, I fell in love. You were just so gorgeous and beautiful. I'm going to love
you
forever.
He is lying.
I do. Look, I love you forever. I do. Ain't no Sylvester Lewis part, no, for better or worse, sickness and health, none of that. You lose
but
a leg,
really,
the nigga
that's
gone.
That's what people's vows have turned into. Like, people have taken a lot of the substance out of the vows, like they were written that way for a minute, and people try to be so creative and fluff them to make them sound like they so in love that they are missing, like they missing the foundation of the vows. That's just like you might as well just get up there and say, "I just gonna let marry you right now because I love you for right now."
That's true.
After you get
that's
through
true.
All that, you are my sunrise and my night falling stars. Get your ass up! Get your ass up! You trying to get out here?
Why are you so stupid? I'm never the thing.
But you're right, though. You are absolutely right. And honestly, I just feel like something is wrong. And then it's always two sides to a story. But you know they're going to be like, man, it was her. She was tripping. She cheated. And she was a... But what are you doing? Like, did you go to marriage counseling? Did you try and make it work? You know, Toya, right, as of right now, she's trying to save her marriage. Freedom.
Yeah.
With her dude.
He cheated,
like,
right?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I think from what I heard, I think
he cheated.
What? No, I heard he cheated. Riri, stop it.
He did?
No. I know he cheated, but I was just making a funny comment because he do like to hit women. And you can't sue me. This ain't no damn defamation of character, Miss Hit. You cute and all, but you whooped Michelle's ass. I don't care what nobody say.
I think he did whoop her ass, too. But anyway.
He did whoop her ass. He did. Because she used
what
to be pregnant.
What
that
to do with
she ain't pregnant no more?
Y'all
seen that picture when she was pregnant and she was holding her stomach, right? And she going to say, no, I was pregnant with Regine. Baby, you was 2 years old. You was pregnant with Regine. That is not that picture. You got that man's wedding ring off. You lying, but it's okay. That's our topic.
So tired.
You know.
So, Lee, how many divorces is too many for you?
Oh.
For you.
till death do us part. You got to die out of this. I get a life insurance policy for a whole reason.
Oh, but I'm not about to play.
Lord, please help the man who married me. Just watch over
him. He already married me.
That's what I said. Just watch over him. Just watch over him. So, Debbie, you say two is too many. Reed, you say one is too many.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, but...
A while back, I met this dude. He had got married like 3 times. So he said, I want to get married again before I'm 50. And he was like 48. Like, that's probably why your marriage is ain't lasting. You're moving too fast.
He just want to get married just for a certain time period.
Yeah, okay. Sit your ass down. But, yeah, I think it depends because I know Jasmine said on Facebook she had made a comment about whether it's like you're getting abused or something. And, you know, I agree, run for the hills. So it depends. If you've been married a couple of times, I'm going to need to know why, what happened. I don't know if you can accept your responsibility in what happened and you're not just blaming it on your ex-spouse. And I might, if you were married about 3-4 times, I might sit down and talk to your spouse to see what really happened.
Yeah.
So there's three sides to every story. Yours, theirs, and the truth.
That is so very true. Now, I must say, I don't really know how many divorces is too many, because I'm not even sure about getting married in the first damn place.
Really?
I'm serious. Like, sometimes I have my days, and I'm like, oh, I want to come home to a husband and, like, a whole family. But then I have my days, I'll be like, for what? Like,
cause niggas get worse, though. Oh, my God, they worse.
Girl. Do
they be acting like females nowadays. Like, we got to play the man, because they act like the damn female. Mm-mm.
But look, it is so hard to love somebody every day. Like, you have to really love them to love them every day for all of your life. Like, bitches is married 45 fucking years. I can't look at your ass 45 days that I want to wring your damn neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm definitely going to have to be that person who goes to premarital counseling during
everything,
post-marital counseling. Because I don't really know, like, how I stand mind frame-wise with the whole marriage thing. And I think it has a lot to do with, you know, society itself and just what's going on. Like, I've known so many married men to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And
like,
I know
it ain't no problem.
It's like they get married on Tuesday. On Friday, they cheating. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But
you
that's
tell the
not
other girl how much they love them. They be raw dogging and everything.
See, look, when your boyfriend cheat on you, that's one thing. When your husband cheat on you,
that's the whole
thing. Cause that's gonna fuck me up.
But you know what? But my old supervisor, he told me, he was like, after a while, like when you, like you say, 45 years, it is a long time. And he was like, his marriage, his whole life has, they life became a routine. Go to work, pick up the kids from school, go to practice. Like, it was a routine. Cook, eat with the family. Like, it was like a routine. And he got tired of eating the same chicken. So he had to test the waters and find something else and play with it. Because it was like the same old thing. Like, the sex got, like, boring. It started, you know, slow down. Because as you get older, your sex drive gets slower, so they say. And it was just like, you know, that's what he said. But I'm like, at the end of the day, that does not excuse that the fact that you're still married.
Mm-hmm.
So I do agree with what you're saying. But it's possible to be in love every day with the same person, regardless on if it's 20 years, 19, 2 years. You know what I mean?
Well, how? Where are these people at that you just love automatically every fucking day? Like, I have not went to sleep just dreaming about this motherfucker, woke up thinking about this motherfucker. I have not done it.
Oh.
Am I right?
Okay, well, I love mine.
What's going on?
Okay, I love mine every day. Okay, I love mine every day. Reed, don't you love your husband every day?
Hell no.
Y'all are stupid. What?
Am I
the only one that's cheesy and they love mine every day?
Girl, I guess so. Baby, boom.
What? Really?
Girl, you lucky if I love them all.
This is so funny. I've been with mine for 6 years. It's going on 6 year March of this year. Okay, so.
Oh, mine's going to be.
And I still love him.
I think mine will be 6 years too, but still. No,
okay, then when you say you love him, like, do you be like, when you see him, you feel all fuzzy and shit inside? Like,
I do. I'm cheesy like that. But that's just me, though. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Thank
you.
Oh,
perfect. Right on the point.
I hate y'all. Really?
Ooh, that was
wait,
good.
Wait, wait, wait. Need to clap.
I hate
y'all.
A round of applause for Seti. A round of applause for Seti.
Shut up, Seti. I'm serious. Am I really? Y'all make me sick, man.
Oh,
it gets you,
Seti.
It gets you. Whatever, Seti. Whatever. Fuck my ass, Seti.
shit.
You just
whatever.
I bet if I go in the house and ask my mom and daddy, they love each other every day, and they've been together since I was two, they're going to say, hell no. But if you just cheesy.
I am cheesy. Wow. I don't know. I mean, but it's mutual, though. It's not like it's just on my, you know, even when we, like, separated, like, we took time apart, he was still, like, saying that we were still together, like, we were still a couple, and he still loved me, and he's still like, yeah, wrote letters, sent notes, put the notes on the car. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Like,
oh, we pretty much
what are y'all talking about? Like, it is possible to what? This is so off topic. I don't even know. Like, this is a whole nother topic.
So that means that we ain't, that mean we have not found the right one then? Is that what that means?
I think so. Well, not Houston. I know Reed good. Like, I know she found hers, but
so
I don't know. Like, Izzy, you
just
said yourself you don't see yourself like being with anybody. Like, marriage, like.
But I think
yeah,
I want
we
to,
just
but I'm just
ratchet.
Gonna not want to because I don't think the shit's gonna happen.
No, why is you talking about y'all ratchet? Y'all are not ratchet. Y'all
girl,
just haven't, well, Angela haven't found that one. I think that's what it is. Because it's like you'll know when you find that one.
How you know?
Yeah.
You'll know.
Because even
what's
when you're not in love with them, you know you can't be without them.
There you go. I can't live. I can't roll over and you not. I can't even imagine going so many hours without hearing from
something
you.
Something happens to you.
Yeah, if so, yeah, you'll be like, oof. You, yeah. It's a good feeling, but, you know. Okay, this is really not the topic for tonight. So we got to go back to the topic and discuss
this shit
how
turned
many
into getting Angela married one-on-one.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Shut up, Shetty. Dave. Shetty makes me
okay,
mistake.
So we do have a caller. We have Fats on the line. So let's see what Fats has to say about today's topic.
Honestly, I don't know the topic no more after hearing all that.
You know the topic.
You know what? I'm
so
not about to play tonight.
The topic is how many divorces is too many?
That couldn't have been the topic.
The topic is how many divorces is too many. It really
from what
is.
What I just heard. That couldn't have been a topic.
It turned into let's try to get Angela one-on-one because I couldn't decide how many divorces were too many because I couldn't decide if marriage is even necessary.
And
oh,
that
damn.
Turned into that?
Yeah.
I heard somebody tell somebody to suck some ass. Somebody got killed and choked.
Oh.
Somebody.
Oh, we said all that.
Who is about to play tonight? Y'all get on my nerves.
I don't know what's going on.
So, okay, answer the question.
Okay.
What's the question again?
How many divorces or marriages is too many?
I say there's no limit.
Really?
I say there's no limit under these circumstances. As long as you don't fall off, you can do as you please. You just like hugged out, you gain 50 pounds, financially you in under the ground. Yeah. Stop. Yeah, stop. Don't do it no more. Especially if situations you in are bringing you down, like you not coming up off a divorce. Stop.
Wait a minute. What? You said the last comment one more time.
Like, well, come on. In the world we live in, especially women, the divorce is the come up. So if you ain't coming up off these divorces, give it up. That's considered falling off to me. Stop signing them prenups.
So you can just, okay, so you get married and you just stay around long enough to get you a decent divorce, like settlement or whatever, and that's it? Is this like you just get married to get divorced so you can come up?
J Lo do it all the time.
What? Oh my God.
Oh my
you
God.
Know,
this cannot
life,
be
like celebrities do do
your
it.
Answer.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Real life though. Real life.
And white folks, they do that.
And black folks,
money. Black folks
and
love.
Black folks would do it if niggas was worth anything.
Already.
Oh my
no
God.
No comment.
Niggas just be having to ride out. Black chicks, I feel bad for y'all. Y'all be having to ride out with these niggas.
Oh man. Stay lined up.
Thank you.
Like,
so
man, girl, his credit wasn't good when I met him. I really feel sorry for y'all.
That how you really feel about marriage?
I mean, for me or for the world we live in?
For you. How many divorces is too many for you?
Oh, one is too many for me. But then again, one marriage just might be too many for me.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, if she went from 140 pounds to 340 pounds.
So you just know
yeah.
She got fat? That's fucked up, bro.
I mean, that's my nickname, not her.
You
but at the same time, that's
this,
like.
Is this after, you know, y'all try to lose weight together or something? Like, y'all, you try to encourage her to get in shape, and she just like, nah, I want to be fat?
Nah.
Just
that
like, bitch,
honestly, that shouldn't happen, though.
But you can't say that, though. Like, please don't let that be your answer. I thought you was a different kind of man. The thing is, like, what if it's, like, a health issue or, like, her thyroids or her sickness is, like, letting her gain weight? Like, you can't,
I know how to deal with all that.
Oh, my God. This cannot be your answer tonight. I'm so disappointed.
Wait, so how do you deal with all that?
I mean, I'm dealing with it right now. I got thyroid issues right now at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't happen. Like, I'm to the point, like me personally, okay, I know symptoms, I know remedies, I know we shouldn't wait, I know all this stuff. So
there's
really no
should.
Excuses. It shouldn't be a reason for you to fall off, so to speak.
Okay.
Especially appearance wise. My whole thing about that is just, like, supposed to love the one you love and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, I know y'all believe in doing what you did to get that person. Am I right?
That's true. I
now,
that
if
thing.
I met you and
what
you was looking nice.
10 times out of the keeper.
But still, I want you to
that's true.
I want you to look nice all the time. Not just, no, don't fall off. That's why. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the reasons I like you. So keep that up. I don't care if
true.
It is. Even if it attracts other men, that's what attracted me. So keep that up. Don't just let yourself
yeah,
go
like
because you feel like you.
If you get fat, I gotta leave.
You know what I'm saying?
Fat.
Somebody
I
agree
can
with me. Somebody agree.
I mean,
you
I agree.
You have a nice body, then all of a sudden they get fat and slouchy and sloppy. You gonna say no? That
no.
Really
what
funny.
If he just gained weight, but he ain't slouchy and sloppy? What the fuck?
I don't like fat boys, so it don't matter if you ain't fly. You can be fly as hell. I don't like fat boys.
Oh,
I don't want your stomach sitting on my stomach while we having sex. This is nasty.
Wow.
God, what is going on this topic?
Wow.
You know,
really?
We'll see what's most important.
Y'all have lost me, okay? I'm not understanding.
Don't want your stomach on my stomach.
Reed, people gain weight when they get old, especially sometimes, you know.
My husband
exactly.
Gain weight.
Like, your metabolism slows down. Like, you can
no,
work out
speed
this
it up.
Time,
that's why I'm married
to skinny
niggas. He ain't going to gain weight. I don't care how much he eat. He is not getting bigger.
For real.
No, he eat a lot. He still don't gain weight. He hyper, girl. He'll run it off. Yeah, he ain't gonna never slow down. He's ADHD times 40.
I can't deal.
I can't either.
Okay, so Angela, you still don't have an answer?
I'm going to say two.
Okay.
Two.
That's not reasonable.
It is.
Under what circumstance? Is it your dude died or something?
Okay, that was my reason. I said two because either he's a widower,
or he cheated.
If he becomes abusive, like physically, mentally, emotionally, I can't.
Yeah.
That's just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I am willing to go to counseling and try to make it work, but if you show up to counseling and you just don't give a fuck, you showing up like Lamar Odom, you ain't showing up. Oh, nah, nigga.
Okay,
you
we got a problem.
That's what you
what
saying.
What if you show up like Bobby Brown, though?
You definitely saying fuck me.
They was both
no,
in it.
No, I can't.
Bobby showed up with the drugs. And she was happy to see him. You know what I'm saying?
It's not okay.
And you think this is funny.
he's so serious with it.
But that was real, though. Odom showed up and she was like, man, you look five heartbeats.
That relationship was fucked up because she got married too soon. She didn't give her relationship enough time to find out who he was. If you would have waited a couple months, you would have
been
a druggie.
He'd
have been a druggie before they got married. Kim Kardashian, Kardashian Cole was trying to get that check.
Exactly. She was going to get that divorce settlement, but Odom fell off so fast. That's why she got mad.
Didn't he went from...
Yeah, that
Lakers
nigga went from millions
to
nothing.
You know what? It makes me wonder. Was she the cause?
Probably.
That's a question now. Because he was just chilling until he got with her. Your daddy been a crackhead all your life, and you wasn't no crackhead, and now you is. And even if you was, you had a handle on it until you got with her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Good
point.
And that was that L.A. lifestyle. He was trying to beat Kobe. It didn't work.
Okay, so let's just use an example since we're talking about the Kardashian family. Like, Kim Kardashian, she's been married, two, three times? I think this is her third marriage?
That's her third marriage, yeah.
Okay, so this is her third marriage. Okay, so is it possible to look over that and getting a male perspective since you are on the radio show? Is it okay to look over the fact that, she's been married, even though you said one, and, she needs to keep her appearance up. Kim Kardashian keeps her appearance up. She looks beautiful. So it's like, can you look over that? And she's not a widow. She's not a widow. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
she's just a hoe.
Wow.
I'm going to speak for him. I say
how
no.
How
you going to
speak for me?
If you're so damn bad, if you're so damn bad, why you keep failing these marriages? Your marriages don't last. What's wrong with you?
Because she did it for the come up.
Something wrong.
She did it for the come up.
She ain't married the last niggas for the come up. You're right. She had more money than him.
I ain't know all that.
It backfired.
Y'all never think about it. Mm-hmm. You can answer that.
Okay,
though.
I mean, but if we're really gonna just put it out there, I mean, you have Halle Berry. Who else? Other chick, Robin Givens. Halle Berry. She's not ugly.
Halle Berry,
but
bad. Something wrong with her.
She old.
We all gonna get old. What that got to do with anything?
Let me tell y'all a secret. And Ceddie J might be able to agree. If he agree, I want to hear the applause. All
right.
Women peak sexually at 35. The value of vagina is only good from 18 to 29. Halle Berry is old. I'm sorry.
Who told you 18 to 29?
Wait, who came up with those numbers?
Who
is this a
thing?
What is this radio?
I don't want to clap because I don't want to get in trouble.
Betty, you're not supposed to be on the show. Get off the mic. What is this ratio? Like, who
said
that?
Where did you get from?
Bro, Steady J, chime in, man.
I don't want to get in trouble. They're going to give me a whooping. They're going to give me a whooping if I answer that question.
Wait a minute.
If I give
them
the right answer to that question.
18 to 29. So, what, you telling me I have two more years and then my pom-pom's just not no good anymore? Like, really?
Rules is rules.
It's not my fault that I'm older than you. Okay, I'm an 80s baby. I'm sorry, you're a 90s chick or late 80s.
I'm over here like, I got some more years left. I ain't got one year left. I got to chime in. I'm going to show up on this one, ladies. I don't agree with them. I'm about to give another male opinion from another point of view. Y'all actually add 30 to me? That's what y'all just like turn like Super Mario and y'all. Man, y'all sexual peak go high as hell at the 30 because now y'all know who y'all are and y'all don't care what we got to say. So, you know, it's like if it's women that's single around 30 or whatnot, they don't care. They'll be a thought. They don't care what anyone got to say about them because now they comfortable in themselves. They going to do what the heck they want to do.
No.
Okay, so when do the men, what is the numbers for the men then?
Uh-huh.
Because Bernie Mac say he be tired and old. He's tired. He old. So when was that? He said that on King of Comedy. What, 40, 50? So what is y'all number?
The number for the dude depends. The number for the dude depends on, like, his number is not his age. It's his money. As long
man,
as he can pay
on.
For vagina.
I ain't trying to hear that. I am not trying to hear that.
As long as he can pay for it. He good.
Oh, boy, please.
As long
really?
As, check this out. This is the logic. If I'm 50 years old, but I can pay for 18 to 29, I can have an 18 to 29. It makes sense,
oh, my
right?
God.
Well, damn.
Y'all tell me it ain't no 18. Y'all know some girls right now. Go to Beverdale on Sundays.
I know some girls struggling to pay for school. They really doing it out there.
Go,
that's
yeah.
Your website called Seeking Arrangements. Bitches is tuition paid, okay?
oh, Lord.
Straight
I
up.
I wish I knew about this shit when I was 18. Hell, turn
appreciate
up. I would have all this damn student loan debt.
You don't believe me? Go to Beverdale on a Sunday. get a section and see who try to sit with you.
I can't take him any more time.
At all.
I didn't even ask y'all a question, though. And then y'all changed my whole perspective.
You just came back on with some wretchedness.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But no, Desi was talking about the Kanye Kim situation, which is a totally different situation because Kanye had been daydreaming about her for the past 5 years. Well, ever since that flick came out, he had been daydreaming about it, so. To him, I don't know what her perspective is on it, but to him, that was his dream girl. So that nigga didn't see nobody before her. Like, before him, he didn't see nobody.
When she gets beyond what he thought, when she get old as hell, as you say.
Oh, I don't know.
She had fantasies of her when she was younger.
I think what he has is what Desi was talking about, that fake, googly eye all the time.
They don't look like that when we see them on pictures. They look like, get away from me. Don't say that and just walk. I think
they happy. Well, I think he happy. I don't know about her. She probably saying to herself, this wasn't supposed to last this long, but you shot the club up, so we got a kid now. That's what that need to be our next topic. How soon before you take the hot dog without the bun?
On that note, you sound like a real teenager right now. Oh, man.
On that note, we're going to wrap up this show. We're going to wrap up this show on that one. Like, I really appreciate that, like, tonight. I don't know what side was this. I don't know. We all have a ratchet side, and I guess tonight he was just.
Y'all going to be thinking about that age, though. You know, like, I really got two more years.
That is bullcrap. Don't do me like that. I don't think that's true, though. I really don't think that's true. But I'm going to, like, for real, I'm going to let y'all know, too. If we still doing Glitz and Glamour in 3 more years, I'm going to let y'all know straight up.
Something's going to happen next week. You're going to be like, man, I'm falling off.
Okay, anyway, we're going to close the show because, he's irritating me a little bit. Okay, so just make sure next week, same time, same place, y'all tune in to Glitz and Glamour. We appreciate everyone that listened on tonight, but make sure next week y'all call and give us your opinion. Make sure you Facebook tweet at Glitz and Glamour on Twitter and give us your opinion and feedback. You can follow me, DIMP87. Angela, what you got for them?
Okay, y'all can follow me at I Am Brown Angela.
A phone dial, so I'm speaking, I'm being her representative.
Oh, man, you play
stupid. I'm not about to play, like, really?
I am Angela on Twitter and Instagram.
Shop at
Closet Karma,
whoop whoop.
Shop at Closet Karma, we got those sales. Whoop whoop. Be on fleek. Okay, is that good? Look,
it
has a first.
It'll do for
that was good. Okay, Ree, what you got?
Thanks you guys for listening. I have a suggestion for our listeners if they would like to. If you want to throw out some topics that you guys would like us to talk about and want to hear our sides, ideas, and opinions on the topic, you can go to our Facebook page, Glitz and Glamour, and just leave a comment on there. We'll probably post something saying that you guys can throw out some topics. But thanks for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Houston_Riri. That's RIRI. I believe my Instagram, my Twitter is the same, but I'm not 100% sure. And then Facebook is Houston I Am. Thanks, you guys, for listening. It was a wonderful time.
Is Fat still on the phone?
Sometimes.
His Gretchen is left. Oh, no, he's right
there. He's talking about something. All right, go ahead, give you a shout out and do your thing, Fats.
No, I have no shout outs, man. Appreciate I just felt like messing with y'all tonight. I'll be back serious next week.
Please. Because I think highly of you as a man. You can't be coming at me with this ratchet stuff. I'm not used to you, like, being ratchet. Like, really?
No, I just explained to somebody the other day that I can think like all men, even though I choose my own little route. So it's in there. I'm just way smarter than that.
I know you are. So much love to you. I don't take it personal tonight. But next week, like, come with something harder than that.
I guess.
All right. So other than that, it's a wrap. We out here. See you next week, same time, same place. Much love. Smooches.
Adios.